Hello, it's Tessa, one of the news editors at Manx Radio, back with you for another episode of Newscast. And this one is a story almost 10 years in the making, the murder on Queen Street. Now, thankfully, murders on the Isle of Man are few and far between, but one which hit the headlines in 2013 has, it appears, finally been concluded almost a decade after it happened. At Douglas Courthouse this week, the man responsible for the death of a gardener from Ballabeg was jailed for life. Jurors in this case had been warned by the Deemster not to do any internet research. He told them no one should be influenced by what has gone before. For this was a retrial, the second time the man accused of killing Neil Edward Roberts was in the dock. For Mr. Roberts' family, who've described the impact as immeasurable, they say they hope the matter can finally be put to rest. A warning that my report contains some information that listeners may find distressing.
Body of a man has been found in Castletown. He was discovered at a house in Queen Street at around 1 o'clock this morning. Police are treating the death as suspicious.
Police have renewed an appeal for witnesses to come forward after a man's body was found in Castletown yesterday. He was found at
a local man has appeared in court this morning, charged in connection with the death of a Castletown man, Neil Edward Roberts. Ian Anthony Anderson's address was given as 40 Queen Street in Castletown. He was charged that he did unlawfully and feloniously kill Mr. Roberts with malice aforethought. Bail wasn't applied for. Mr. Anderson will appear.
Manx Radio's news reports there from 2013, highlighting the start of a murder case which would eventually culminate this week, almost 10 years later. In the early hours of the 1st of December that year, Ian Anthony Anderson made a 999 call, telling the operator, "I've been attacked in my house. The guy's down on the floor. I had to put him down, otherwise I'd have been killed. It's not an emergency." When police officers and paramedics arrived at the Queen Street property, they found Anderson covered in blood. The body of 60-year-old Mr. Roberts was lying on the living room floor. Mr. Roberts was pronounced dead at the scene, his injuries unsurvivable. Almost every bone in his face broken, a fractured skull, and internal damage including a fragmented pancreas, caused by someone who'd used a considerable amount of force and repeated and very forceful stamping and even jumping, caused by Ian Anderson. So how is it that almost a decade later, the man responsible for his death has finally been brought to justice? Well, the answer goes back to a trial in 2015, when Anderson was first convicted of Mr. Roberts' murder. He was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum term of 15 years. But in 2021, Anderson's conviction was successfully quashed after it was determined that psychiatric evidence in the case hadn't been properly put before the jury who determined his guilt. That evidence centred around the emotionally unstable personality disorder that he was diagnosed with in 2014. It meant Anderson's legal team could come back to court for a retrial, this time arguing that he wasn't guilty of murder, but guilty of manslaughter because he'd been substantially impaired due to a mental abnormality. And so, on the 15th of May this year, Anderson resumed his position in the dock in front of a new jury, who listened as he told them that he'd lost it with Mr. Roberts, that after confirmation that his wife was in love with the man he'd become friends with after moving to the Isle of Man. In anger, he'd beaten his rival to death, the prosecutor told the court, to end the competition for his wife's affections. But in the end, the result was the same.
This is Manx Radio, 4 o'clock, time for the latest news now with Christian Jones.
A former Castletown resident has been found guilty of murdering his wife's lover following a fatal fight almost a decade ago. At Douglas Courthouse this afternoon, the jury in the trial of Ian Anthony Anderson returned its verdict after 4 hours of deliberations.
Sentencing Anderson yesterday, Deemster Graham Cook described him as a jealous man who had launched the most appalling sequence of violence against his love rival. "What I cannot get by is what you did to Mr. Roberts," he said. "You beat the living daylights out of him. That is not self-defence. That is brutality." And it's the brutality and the nature of how he died that Mr. Roberts' family has to live with.
Going through it all again and reliving those emotions after had Mr. Anderson being found guilty initially, thinking that the matter was dealt with and they could move on with their life and mourn the loss, it brings it all to the fore again. And, you know, ever since the conviction, sorry, was quashed in the UK, they've just been on tender hooks waiting for today and now obviously sentenced.
Detective Chief Inspector Mark Newey was the senior investigating officer for the case.
It's always a strange one with a retrial because you don't know sort of necessarily what's going to happen or what's going to be brought up. But some really good work has been done by Mr. Kane of the Attorney General's Chambers and Detective Constable Ali Parker, who's been in touch with the family and led them through each step of the way.
Do you think... that there is any sentence, that there's any verdict that can actually provide that level of closure that this family is obviously looking for?
I really don't think there is, no. Hopefully now there is the closure for them and they can move on with their life. But no matter what the Deemster would have issued today, it can't bring Neil back.
Detective Chief Inspector Mark Newey there speaking to me after the sentencing of Ian Anthony Anderson, formerly of Queen Street in Castletown, who was jailed for life. If you found this newscast interesting, a reminder that Manx Radio was in court for the duration of the trial and reported daily from Douglas Courthouse. You can find our full coverage at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.